I don't know many farmers that are ready to write the crop off just yet. We're North Dakota farmers. This isn't the first time we've dealt with adverse harvest conditions. I think this is the first time it's been so widespread. And I mean, really, it is statewide. As the governor pointed out, this flooding is basically affecting the entire state, which is something that's unprecedented, let alone the fact it's in the fall. I don't know many farmers that are ready to just give up. I think there's a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, but like a lot of us who are involved in farm organizations, you know, we just gotta keep our chins up right now. That's easy to say, but we'll find a way through it. You know, there are resources out there. If people are having stress, you know, make sure you're reaching out to friends and family, neighbors, religious leaders. There are some hotlines, phone hotlines, if you are truly in a crisis situation or you know someone that's really stressed. You know, we want people to reach out. Those resources are there. We're North Dakotans. It's easy to bottle stuff up and just not talk about it. But you know, sometimes you just you have to say what needs to be said. And if you're a family member of a farmer, you know, let them complain, let them vent, because, you know, we're not trying to complain about the situation every day. That's a form of stress relief for farmers, is being able just to talk about it. It might sound like complaining to everyone else when the people in towns and stuff are dealing with flooding and stuff too, but let the farmers vent a little bit. They need to let it off and get some stuff off their chest. So, you know, we're all in this together. We'll get through it one way or another. You know, I know our federal officials are, crop insurance is going to be a big thing for farmers. And I think they're looking into that and how some of the rules might impact us. There's a lot of questions at this time, but, you know, we will, over the next weeks and months and even into this winter and going into next spring, we'll get it sorted out. And everybody be safe. And that's the main thing. Be safe. Don't rush things. Don't force things. The crop is worth something, but it's not worth people's lives or getting injured or hurt or you know, losing loved ones. So just take time and be safe out there.
There is Justin Sherlock, farmer and mayor of Zedaisi, North Dakota, with that report from rural Barnes County.